We are talking today about a fascinating carbon, or maybe even carbonos, depending on how you relate to it, and that's called the Minchas Chaviten. Let me explain what the Minchas Chaviten is, give some of the basic details, and then we'll speak about one or two sort of issues that come up about it that are really sort of important. The Torah in Parshas Tzav, this carbon is not mentioned in Parshas Vayikra, but it is mentioned in Parshas Tzav, tells us there's something called a Minchas Chaviten. What is a Minchas Chaviten? So the Kohen Gadol ordinarily did actually not have to do a whole lot of avoda in the Beis HaMikdash other than Yom Kippur. However, every single day, the Kohen Gadol would offer something called a Minchas Chaviten. At least he would pay for it, called a Minchas Chaviten. Minchas Chaviten was a carbon mincha that was offered each morning and each afternoon. So you'd offer that each morning, each afternoon. That's what the Torah teaches us in Parshas Tzav. The Rambam clarifies in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mishneh Torah, this is a mitzvah aseh incumbent upon the Kohen. But the Kohen has a positive mitzvah aseh. He must, the Kohen must offer this karban each and every day. The Mishnah on Daf Nun Amid Beis in Meseches Menachos tells us that he would bring an Isaron worth of Soles. So he would come with the whole Isaron, whatever that shear happens to be. And then we would divide up the Isaron and offer half in the morning and half in the afternoon. We'll speak at greater length in a bit about how exactly they divided it up. But that's the initial, at least, that's the initial plan. The Mishnah tells us in Menachos on Daf Tzadi Vav, that this Minchas Chaviten could be offered every day, including on Shabbos, as well as if Klal Yisrael is in a state of Tumah, so they could offer it also. But this Minchas Chaviten, we offer it even on Shabbos. The next point to know about this Minchas Chaviten offered by the Kohen Gadol is that in general, and that the makor really comes from these psukim, every mincha offered by a kohen gets entirely burned. So a mincha which gets offered by a Yisrael, so we take a bit of that flour offering, we put it on top of the mizbeach, the remaining part we eat, called mitzvahs, achilas shiyarei minachos, the leftover parts of the mincha. I think the Bnei Yisaskar may even call all Shabbos leftovers, like eating shiyarei menachos. It's like what you had on Shabbos, and the leftovers are like your shiyarei menachos, the kedusha of Shabbos leftovers. During the 9 days, there's like a leftover discussion. Can you have meat if it's Shabbos leftovers? That's a discussion that Zevin has, I think, from the Chidah, the Gemara and Chulin. Okay. So this Kohen Gadol's, all the Kohanim, but the Kohen Gadol's, is going to be entirely burned every day. The next thing to know, I think it's point number five. The next thing to know about Minchas Chaviten is the way that we prepare it. Generally speaking, when you voluntarily offer a mincha, so that we saw earlier, if I voluntarily offer a mincha, there are 4 to 5 ways that I can make it. I could offer it raw, I could bake it, different ways of frying it, more like a deep fry or things like that. Try learning this with Binyamin Glantz. You'll get a lot of insight into the various forms of, like, he's into this stuff. And that's what it is. Minchas Chaviten discussions exactly how in the Gemara, but if you look at Rashi in his Perush al Torah, it was a very powerful point of the Netziv. So they understand, it's a simple pshat, you're doing multiple things with this mincha. It may even have, like, when you initially just put, like, boiling water on something for a second, what's that called? To blanch it. What's it called? Something like that. And then afterwards, you're going to bake it and then fry it again. It has multiple steps going on here. If you want just a very beautiful comment or an important comment of the Netziv, I'll just give you, it's a nice vort. If you ever get up to Minchas Chaviten, the Netziv, if you remember when we spoke about carbon mincha, the Netziv said, mincha is really there for kapara. Whenever you bring a mincha, it gives you some kapara. And the Netziv says, when he thinks the 4 different ways you prepare a carbon mincha are all correspond to 4 different, like, midos, primary midos issues a person could have. So you bring a mincha to get kapara for your bad midos. And in the time of Chazal, if you volunteer to bring a mincha, the Kohen, they can figure out for you, oh, your midos issue corresponds to the raw mincha. Your midos issue corresponds to the fried mincha. And you'd bring it to fix that. Says in the Tziv, why is the mincha schavitin, the mincha of the Kohen Gadol, considered to be offered in all these four different ways? He says, "V'nei avos haKohen in Yisrael liyos al piyem kol riv." That part of the job of Kohanim, Kohen Gadol, we know in particular from Aaron haKohen, is to be involved in all of the fights that Klal Yisrael get involved in. So he riv in adam lechaveru usakein kol maschatu shal Yisrael. He's involved in all of these things. So because of that, he engages and sees so much of the fighting in Klal Yisrael. So his mincha has to be a kapara for all the different midos issues. So again, the Netziv says that each of the ways you prepare a mincha corresponds to the kapara you get for a particular midos issue. The Kohen Gadol, since he has interaction with all of Klal Yisrael fighting in different ways, and that could impact him, so he every day brings a carbon mincha, which is like his daily kapara for any of the midos issues he may have encountered. Be that as it may, that is our introduction to Minchas Chavitin. Minchas Chavitin is offered morning and afternoon. Isaron Shalem, that we then split. It's Docha Shabbos. The whole thing gets burned. We both bake it, we fry it, and things like that. It is a mitzvah asay incumbent upon the Kohen Gadol to offer each day, each morning, each night. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay. There is one primary issue that we're going to speak about, and I want to frame the issue in the following way. Lichora, when we hear about the Minchas Chavitin that is offered by the Kohen Gadol each morning and each afternoon, and if you look even at the Psukim and how it's referred to, we certainly think a little bit of the Karban Tamid. This is even called, one second, the Mincha Tamid, Machatzisa Baboker, Machatzisa Ba'erev. It seems to have a strong connection to the Karban Tamid offered each morning and each afternoon. Rav Hirsch points it out pretty intensely, that it's like the Karban Tamid, that it's brought every single day, not by people, but by the Kohen Gadol. They're both Docha Shabbos. They're both Docha Tumah, if you can't offer it. Otherwise, it's the Minchas Tamid. The Minchas Tamid. Yushalmi and Yuma is important also, but not for now. But in the Rambam, you see this also. The comparison to Karban Tamid. You see it in a couple of places. One, the Rambam in Hilchos, Tmidim Umusafim. Perek Gimel, I believe, Halacha Yudches. The Rambam says that when do you offer the Minchas Chavitin? The morning one you offer with the Tamid Shel Shachar. The afternoon one you offer with the Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim. So it seems like, again, we're offering it the same time as the Karban Tamid. It's not brought by the nation, it's brought by the Kohen Gadol, but there is that parallel which takes place. Further, the Rambam does something fascinating in Sefer HaMitzvos. Rosenzweig, we saw afterwards, has a similar diuk, which is the following. If you remember, the order in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, of when he counts certain mitzvos, is not always so clear why he organized things in a certain way. But mitzvah lamed tes, I believe, is the mitzvah to offer Karban Tamid. In Parshas Pinchas, what comes right after Karban Tamid? Karban Musaf. That is mitzvah mem aleph. Lamed tes is Karban Tamid. Mem aleph is Karban Musaf. One follows the other in Parshas Pinchas. What does the Rambam insert into mitzvah mem in between the Karban Tamid and the Karban Musaf? The Minchas Chavitin. Because the Minchas Chavitin comes with the Karban Tamid. It comes with the Karban Tamid. So we see that there is some strong connection between the Karban Tamid and the Minchas Chavitin. Now, this frames and raises for us an important question. In general, when you have mitzvos, that you fulfill twice a day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon, once in the morning, once at night. There are, generally speaking, often machloksim in Rishonim, how many mitzvot get counted in the list of the 613. So if you remember, when it came to Karban Tamid, the Rambam said there's one mitzvah of Karban Tamid. That one mitzvah is to offer the Karban in the morning and the afternoon. The Ramban thought that there are two mitzvahs. Once in the morning, a separate mitzvah in the afternoon. The same machlokes comes up in regards to Kriyashma. In regards to Kriyashma. Kriyashma baboker, Kriyashma ba'erev. Is that one mitzvah, Rambam? Is that two separate mitzvahs? This helps, the more that you see the parallel, we appreciate the parallel, the Karban Tamid, the more we can then frame it with the following question. Minchas Chavitin is what? And here there are three possibilities that we'll see in Rishonim, Achronim a little bit. Mahalik number one, Minchas Chavitin are two separate karbanos. There's a karban you offer in the morning, a karban you offer in the afternoon. They are two separate karbanos, in which case maybe they should even be counted as two separate mitzvos in the list of the 613. Maybe. However, the Sefer Achinuch points out that even the Ramban that counts two separate mitzvos for Karban Tamid, one in the morning and one in the afternoon, agrees that Minchas Chavitin is one mitzvah. It's like more intense even than Karban Tamid. If it's one mitzvah, so then there's two ways of saying it. One way of saying it, which is the simpler pshat, is that there's one karban called Minchas Chavitin. That's why you offer it as, you initially bring it as Isarot, as one, you know, joint thing. But you separate it because it's a unique chiddush. It's one karban with two separate acts of offerings, two separate hakravas. One hakrava in the morning, another hakrava in the afternoon. We'll see a third mahalach in just a little bit. Even more extreme, what Rosenzweig thinks, I believe, is the Rambam Shita of Minchas Chavitin. But that's at least part of it. It's two karbanos or one karban with two hakravas. So what exactly is it? I'll say now, even Rosenzweig is going to suggest for the Rambam that in a certain sense, Minchas Chavitin is one karban with one very long hakrava. It's a one very long hakrava that begins in the morning and concludes in the afternoon. Not two separate offerings, but one offering, and we'll see where he gets that from. Let's speak about two issues. Issue number one, where this comes up, is it one or two? So one thing we already saw, which is it counted as one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? Even the Ramban that counts Tamid as two counts it as one. But one issue is the Gemara in Menachos Andav Ches. The Gemara in Menachos Andav Ches asks and wonders the following question. All karbanos, all minchas also, have to be sanctified. You have to be mikadesh them or makdish them. Wonders the Gemara in Daf Ches, can I be makdish this minchas chavitin? Does it have to be the whole thing is makdish together? The morning and afternoon together have to have a certain hakdasha? Or can I break up the hakdashas? Do I say, since I am makriv it in half and half, I could also be makdish it half and half? Bipashtas, one could suggest, a little bit more fancy than this, but one could suggest, they're arguing a bit about this question. If you view it as two separate karbanos, so then you could certainly be makdish half in the morning, that's one karban, the other half in the afternoon, it's a separate karban. But if you view them all as one karban, so then you are more likely to say that you in general can't be makdish half a karban. If you're makdish, you have to be makdish the whole thing together. That's at least one way in which you're going to find it. The second issue is where you find a lot of really interesting Torah. Pay attention a little bit. It gets a little bit tricky, but it's really fascinating. How do you divide it up? And what do you offer in the morning? What do you offer in the afternoon? So the Ravid holds, and the Karen Ora in Menachos points out
this seems to be Rashi also. That is that you divide up the Isaron. I have half of the Isaron here, half of the Isaron there. You then are going to prepare half of the Isaron, offer that in the morning, and the other half you offer in the afternoon. It's more of a smooth split in a certain sense. What's the rationale behind Rashi and the Ravid, this smooth split? So this could be explained in one of two ways. Either it's two separate karbanos, that's why I just separate them, I offer them entirely separately, or that it's one karban, but there's two separate hakravas, so you can prepare each one separately and offer that. What does the Rambam hold? According to the Rambam, how do you prepare michas chavitin? So it's wild. Let's look for a second into what he writes here. It's in Maisa Karbanos. Look at Karen Orwick, Mitch Rashi, one question. The Ofa Achati Yisarum Baboker Umakrivo. V'achatzi Yisarun Hasheni Yochel HaFosu Be'erev U'lakrivo. Says the Karen Ora for Rashi and the Ravid. You can even take half of it, prepare, offer in the morning. You can even prepare and bake and fry the rest later, offer in the afternoon. Again, it's two separate karbanos, two maisak rabbas, whatever it is. What does the Rambam hold? Says the Rambam as follows, maisak karbanos perek yud gimel. You are mevi Yisarun Shalim U'makdisho. He paskins, you have to bring the whole thing to be makdishet. Okay, what do I do? So I divide it up into half. V'chotzeu b'chatzi yisaron shebimikdash. Even though you're makav lichatzayin, it's not mitkadeshes lichatzayin. I'm makadesh the whole thing together. I then divide it up, and I cook. There's a total of 12 challahs. When you make michas chavitin, I make 6 out of one half of the yisaron, and 6 out of the other yisaron. What do I then do? So for the Rashi and the Ravid, you take the 6 from that one you offer in the morning. Take the 6 from the other one, offer in the afternoon. Says the Rambam, what do? After you've baked those, you take each individual challah. Bi'achar kach cholek, kol challah v'challah l'shnayim be'omed. Two chidushim in the Rambam. So you take the holy saron, half and half. You then bake half, have 6 challahs in the first half, 6 challahs in the second half. You then take each challah, you separate each challah in half, and you take from both chatzi isarons, 6 from here and 6 from here, the halves together, and that's what you offer. So you're not dividing it up, preparing and offering separately one chatzi isaron and the other chatzi isaron. You're going to separate them after you've been mekadesh them. You're then going to make the challahs. Then you're going to take each challah and break it in half. Take half from the first, half from the second chatzi isaron, and offer those. Not only that, but says the Rambam, and this the Ravid also disagrees with, but says the Rambam, when you break up the challahs, all you have to do is estimate that it's half and half. You don't have to have like a very precise measurement to make sure it was really half and half. You estimate a bit that you get half and half. You're going to offer half in the morning, half in the afternoon. The Ravid argues on both points of the Rambam. What are you talking about? You separate half. Those are the ones you offer in the morning. You separate the other half. Those are the ones you offer in the afternoon. And when you separate, says the Ravid, you got to like separate with precision. You have to separate. You can't just guess. You have to do it well. Says the Ravid, lo shamanu v'inglas shoret b'shem mako. Who says you do it? And also, you're going to guess and estimate half and half. The Torah says, "Machtzisa beboker, machtzisa beerev." Shelo Yosef, lo Yigra, has to be exactly half and half. What exactly is the Rambam assuming? What is behind the Rambam Shita? General clarity thus far: 1, 2, and 3. Explains to Rosenthal the following in an article he wrote, Shitas HaRambam Be'inyan Minchas Chavitin. Says Rosenthal the following. The Rambam has a very unique, particular, and important mahalach in Minchas Chavitin.
Minchas Chavitin is not only one karban, it is one karban with a Maisa Hakrava, which is supposed to carry him throughout the entire day. He begins the Hakrava in the morning, he completes it in the afternoon. That's why for the Rambam, we are so focused on the integration of the morning and the afternoon. Half of the challah in the morning, you finish the other half of that initial challah in the afternoon. We're even okay with you estimating, because if it's two separate karbanos, two separate maisa hakravas, you got to really be precise. Have your first karban in the morning, your first karban in the afternoon, your first maisa hakrava in the morning, your second maisa hakrava in the afternoon. But because it's one karban that you're going to offer throughout the entire day, so he begins the process in the morning, but it's all one elongated maisa hakrava. He's going to complete it at the end of the day. So we have to have both chiddush number one, the half of each challah. There's no strong separation in the beginning and the end. We want the tziruf between the beginning and the end, the connection of the beginning and the end. And we also want it to be done, even if you're estimating, it's not about being precise, half in the morning, precise, half in the afternoon. The afternoon is just a continuation of the morning. So as long as you didn't get 45% in the morning and 55% in the afternoon, it's fine, because it's really all about getting 100% at the end of the day. It's a beginning of the morning which ends in the afternoon. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. What would be the value of the Kohen Gadol's avoda being this? Why would we want the Minchas Chavitin to be this? So part of what it does in a very powerful way is it means that the Kohen Gadol, who is the figure that potentially represents more than anyone else, Kulo Lashem, exclusive focus on Ribono Sha'olam. That's why, you know, he doesn't even have regular dinim of Avelas and Aninas. The Kohen Gadol can't, where he lives is more focused than Mikdash. He's totally focused on that. He's all Kulo Hashem. Part of the Kulo Hashem for the Kohen Gadol is he's engaged in Avoda the entire morning and entire afternoon. The entire day he's engaged in Avoda, because it's a Kulo Hashem component. That, Derech Agav, is also why the Kohen Gadol's Mincha is Kulo Kliel Al Gabi HaMizbeach. No one eats it. What the Kohen Gadol represents in his daily unique karban is one of Kulo Lashem. Kulo Lashem. There are always different kinds of manhigim. There are manhigim that are more involved in the day-to-day planning, the logistics of this world, and there are manhigim sometimes who represent a more almost like ambitious, in a certain sense, or exclusive focus on Ribono Shel Olam, and that is the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol begins in the morning, and the whole day he's engaged in avoda, which is Kulo Lashem. That's the unique power of the Kohen Gadol. Rosenzweig connects us in a different article, came out this year, on the role of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. He's a footnote where he says he plans on writing at one point more about Kulo Lashem for the Kohen Gadol and what it represents, but it's certainly part of this picture. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay. One more time, 1, 2, and 3. Can see more to where we're at? Okay. Rosenzweig has an amazing shot based on this yesod. You can take it or leave it, but it's so sharp. It's so sharp. It's here in his article, here at the end on the sheet, if I can. Okay. There is a machlokas Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Perek Ches, Hilchos Kelayim Perek Yud, which has to do with whether or not if there's kilayim and big day kahuna, so can a Kohen wear big day kahuna with kilayim when he's not performing avoda? When he's not performing avoda. The Radvaz understands the Rambam Shita that there is a difference between the Kohen Gadol and a regular Kohen. A regular Kohen can only wear big day kahuna with kilayim bishas avoda. While he's doing avoda in the mikdash, he's performing a mitzvah then, maybe it's an asi duchalot asei idea, could be. As opposed to the Kohen Gadol, the Radvaz writes in the end of Hilchos Kilayim, that the Kohen Gadol, he is able to wear kilayim as part of his big day kahuna all day long, even shelo bishas avoda.
The Mefarshim try and figure out why would that be. Why can the Kohen Gadol wear his Big Day Kahuna, Big Day Kohen Gadol, throughout the whole day, even if he's not performing Avoda? Why is he different than the Kohen Hedyot? So Rav Salavitch has a mahalach in the Kunch Moshe Kippurim and Yuma and Daf Yabez. The Beis Halevi has a mahalach in Chilak Aleph. Simon Gimel says the Rodents by the following Torah. You know why a Kohen Gadol can wear Big Day Kohen Gadol the whole day? Because for him, all day is Bishas Avoda. The same way a Kohen Hedyot can wear Bishas Avoda, so too a Kohen Gadol can wear Bishas Avoda. The difference is that a Kohen Gadol is only Osek Be'avoda when he's actually doing an Avoda. But because of the Minchas Chavitin, because it's Ki'ilu he's doing Avoda the whole day, with the Tamid Shal Shachar, till the Shomer Shal Bein Abayim, it's one elongated nice Avoda focused entirely on Kulo Lashem, because that's true. So the whole day for him is like Mugdar Pidin Kishas Avoda. And therefore, he can have Kilayim Bidei Kohen Gadol the whole day, because it's always like Shas Avoda. So Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot are the same. You can only wear Kilayim Bidei Kahuna Bishas Avoda. The thesis of the Kohen Gadol is, the whole day for him is Bishas Avoda. Beautiful, beautiful idea. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Yeah, Avi. Okay, so maybe not, which is a footnote in an article which we did not get. According to this Mahalach, it would have to be tied to when you offer Mitzvah Chavitin. It's a very sharp and fair point. Okay, if I have time, which I believe I do, I don't think it runs like quotes this. Had the pleasure of learning Menachos in the morning with Binyamin Glantz, mentioned before. This morning, it came up in our Chavrusa, a lot of this is really Binyamin, an additional context where maybe this comes up, or at least an element of it, in a very intriguing halacha that we'll try to go through relatively briefly, and it's a really interesting question. What happens if a Kohen Gadol offers his Minchas Chavitin in the morning, and then he passes away? What do you do? Who is funding a Minchas Chavitin going forward? That seems to be a machlokas, both in the Mishnah in Menachos, as well as in the Mishnah in Shkalim. Who funds it? The two options are either the Yorshim of the Kohen Gadol will have to pay for it, or the Tzibor pays for it. The Tzibor has money for Karbanos. We give Machatzis HaShekel. The money goes to the Trumas HaLishka. We're going to use that money, the Tzibor pays for it. Machlokas Menachos, Machlokas in Mesech HaShkalim. What are we paskin? So the Rambam in Hilchos Tmidim Umusafin says, the Yorshim pay for it. The Rambam in Hilchos Shkalim says, the Tzibor pays for it. We call that a stira. This stira is noted already by the Meiri in his parish on Mishnayos Shkalim. Who pays for it? The Kohen Gadol in the morning passes away. Who's going to offer Minchas Chavitin going forward? The Yorshim or the Kohen or the Tzibor? How do you resolve the stira in the Rambam? So there are three main mahalchim that we will mention. Mahalch number one is the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah says what the Rambam writes in Tmidim HaMusafin is correct. The Yorshim of the Kohen Gadol always pay for it. Hilchos Shkalim, he says, the Tzibor, that was Lav Dafka. He was quoting a Mishnah Shkalim with other halachos, he threw it in there also. The Rambam was not precise in Hilchos Shkalim. Understandably, many Mefarshim would rather not embrace the Kesef Mishnah's explanation. It's not what you want to say. We would know it unless you're really stuck. Says the Lecha Mishnah, there's a distinction, it's really based on the Gemara Menachos, between what may be the Din D'Oraisa to what may be what the Rabbanan ended up saying. In Tmidim U'Musafin, the Rabbam refers to what the Din D'Oraisa, which is at the Yorshim Pei. But in Hilchos Shkalim,
the Rambam clarifies for us in Hilchos Shkalim that in fact the Rabbanan said a takana that the tzibor is going to pay for it. We didn't want to rely on the Yorshim. We wanted to take care of it ourselves. So one's a din d'oraisa, one's a din d'rabbanan. Okay? It's not the case of Mishnah that one of them is just imprecise, but at least it's somewhat misleading in Tzvi and Musaf, and it's only the din d'oraisa mentioning differently in different places. There is another mahalach. Maybe the fourth mahalach, not for now, but there is another mahalach. That was said by the Lecha Mishnah, Avi. The Lecha Mishnah. There is an additional mahalach. It's a mahalach which the Meiri suggests doesn't really like. The Sfas Emes in Menachos embraces much more. The Yor Sameach in Tzvi Musafin has as well. Rav Chaim quotes it in the Hushu Agrach al Shas in Menachos and Alf Mabez. We're going to put it together, take pieces of each one to develop a particular yisod. The general answer is as follows. Maybe the day the Kohen Gadol dies, it has to be concluded by the Yorshim. That's Tmidim Musafin. He offered in the morning. That day's Minchas Chavitin must be completed by the Yorshim. But subsequent days is going to be offered by the Tzibor. Okay. Why is that going to be? So the Or Sameach has the following line. Tzorech ha-yorish la-kerivo, davi ki'ilu kvar nischayev ha-kohen gadol bazeh. And we would point out, the more you understand that morning and afternoon are one karban, especially if it's one avoda, so since the Kohen Gadol began it in the morning, so we want to complete it with the Kohen Gadol's, you know, estate completing it. We want his estate to be able to finish it. Or in a more intense way, Reb Chaim says it, even in the afternoon, it's the carbon of the Kohen Gadol, it's just Hamamon Ahu Shel Yorshim. Hamamon Ahu Shel Yorshim. Yeah, that's a fair question. And the real answer is because we may end up having to be makriv a new Isaron, taking half of that, offering that with the morning. As part of the discussion near Menachos, a very fair question. But, says the Rambam, it's the Reb Chaim, basis Or Sameach, it's the Kohen Gadol's carbon that we are continuing later in the day. But when it's the same day, since the Kohen Gadol only offered half of the carbon in the morning, we use the Yorshim, they're the most natural place, to be Mamshech, what was done in the morning by the Kohen Gadol. The next day, that's a new day at all. Yeah, Ariel, it's the same question David asked, and in many ways that when he brings it, we may sort of offer a full one, bring half. Half goes to waste, half goes to waste, and we combine. I'll send it later after. I'll say it to you clearer if you want a different time. And in that sense, because they're so integrated, it began there, and then it can continue. In light of this, you find something fascinating also. The more that it's one carbon, so the more challenging it is to finish it with the Tzibor's money, it makes more sense to finish it with the Yorshim's money. But it goes even a little bit more than that. The Sfas Emes points out something fascinating. Based on the drasha and the Gemara, it could be, it isn't just any Yoresh that can offer the rest of the day. It's Dafka the Ben, the son of the Kohen Gadol that can offer it. Why is that important? So there is a Yisod that Rav Elchanan has. One second, double get there also. Very good. There is a Yisod that Rav Elchanan has, which is that Yerushas HaBen is different from regular Yerusha. Regular Yerusha, the way I would give the muscle, is like the money or the properties over here. When the person dies, it goes down to the Yorship. Money comes to the Yorish. Yerushas HaBen has what the Gemara refers to as Kam Tachtav. The son comes up and takes the place of his father. That's why there are a couple of halachas, not for now, in which the son has a kind of Yerusha that other Yorshim don't have. In that sense, the Sfas Emes Ha'ara, maybe we would suggest, very important. The Kohen Gadol began the Karban in the morning. Who is the only person
that can really finish and complete the Kohen Gadol's carbon in the afternoon? His son. Because his son is kam tachtav. His son takes the place of the one who passed away, of the Kohen Gadol. So in that sense, the more that it's one carbon, especially if it's even like one Maisak Rava, we can't divide it up. So if we offer it in the morning, what are we going to try to do? Get the best way possible to be Mamshech, the Kohen Gadol's carbon, in the afternoon with Yorshim, with his son. And in that sense, even if the next day, it's like the Kohen Gadol's carbon still, because he's being Mamshechet, but it's the Kohen Gadol's carbon really. And in that sense, tomorrow's a new day. Tomorrow the Tzibor can deal with it. But once the Kohen Gadol began the Avodah, we have to finish it. We have to finish it also. Clarity thus far? 1, 2, and 3. Okay, 2 additional Ha'aras, if you like the Mahalach, that at least I would go with two additional Ha'aras. 1. The Yor Sameach has a question. Says the Yor Sameach, but wait a minute. How could the Yoresh finish the job on that day? He is what's called an Onein. He lost a loved one that day. And an Onein, to Gemara's Mesechas Svachim, is Asur L'Shalich Karbonosav. He can't send any Karbonos throughout the rest of the day. The day he's an Onein. Pashtus, even if the body's buried, a Doraisa, he's still called an Onein for Karbonos. He can't offer a Karbon the rest of the day. So how could he do this? How could he do this? Says Reb Chaim, Kol Yor Sameach, V'ha Onein Einu Mishalech Karbonosav, Am Nemayim B'Rambam, Haredu Karbon Shal Kohen Gadol, Rak Dehamamon Hu Shal Yorshim. You know why an Onein can offer it? An Onein can offer it because it's not really the Yoresh's Karbon. It's not really the Onein's Karbon. It's really just a continuation of the Kohen Gadol's Karbon. And when the Yoresh offers it, he's not offering it independently. That he can't do. He can't send his own carbon. But if he's just completing the job of the Kohen Gadol, he's just paying for the rest. But he's just filling in the Kam Tachtav. He's filling in. So all he is finishing what the Kohen Gadol originally did, which is how it gets over the issue of Oni Einu Mishalech Karbonosav. Let's chazer what we saw today. Chazer what we saw. We saw the following. There's a din called Minchas Chavit, and every day in the Mitzvah Migdash, Kohen Gadol would offer a carbon in the morning, a carbon in the afternoon, brought the same time as a carbon tamid, morning and afternoon. We saw that. The entire thing gets burned. Don't leave a Shabbos. We saw that there's a question. Is it like two separate carbonos, or one carbon with two Maisak Ravas, or maybe even one carbon with one elongated Maisak Rava? We saw a very important machlokas. You divide up the flour. Is it Ravid Rashi? This half goes in the morning, this half goes in the afternoon. They're more separate. Or for the Rambam, you bake them. Half from here, half from here. You estimate a bit. Not as precise. You offer half in the morning, half in the afternoon, because it's all one avoda. You're beginning in the morning, you're concluding in the afternoon. Because the Kohen Gadol every day is always b'shas avoda. I think we do, David. I think we bring it. Is always b'shas avoda. Now, we then saw some discussion how even if he passes away in the beginning of the day, could be who pays for it, the Yorshim or the Tzibor. Could be that the Yorshim pay for it, and it could even be Dafka the Ben. And one of these sodos may be that it's really about just finishing, because it's one carbon that was already begun. Who better to finish the job than his son? If it's two separate Maisak Ravas, so then the Tzibor may already pick up the tab in the afternoon, because it's all one. It makes a little bit more sense why we would be searching for the Yorshim, maybe even Dafka the Ben, to fill that void. Adkan for today.